Chapter 5. Far from the Northlands and Riftguard, beyond the great seas, dew glinted off the leaves as a warm spring day dawned over Mossflower Wood. Bickle was still asleep, curled up beneath the beech trunk, covered by last autumn's dead leaves. Rugum, however, was up and about as the mole babe's confidence had returned with the advent of daylight and sunshine. He dug up coltsfoot roots and far more whortleberries and young dandelion buds. Trundling back to the fallen tree trunk, he wakened his little squirrel friend by tickling her nose with a stem of hedge mustard plant.
You're waking me up, Gert Dozy chaps. I find it breakfast.
Biggle rubbed her eyes with grubby paws, sat up and scratched her bushy tail.
I'm thirsty.
Rugum reached up and grabbed a low-hanging witch hazel branch. Shaking it, he drenched Biggle's head with dew, chortling.
You'll have a good drink, my dearie.
Biggle seized another branch and sprinkled him back. They giggled and chuckled, splashing one another with dew and rolling in the dead leaves. The breakfast was not a roaring success. Bickle lost no time in telling her friend.
I'm still hungry. That not nice breakfast. Me like warm pasties and strawberry juice. When are us going back to the Abbey?
Rugum lay on his back, gently kicking the witch hazel twigs and catching the water in his open mouth.
We am lasted. Dunno we wait back to Abbey. We spec they am come a-looking for us and afore long. Which a ways do ye think and red our bees, Bick?
The Dibbon squirrel pointed with her tail.
West, north, east, that way, me think.
They set off in the direction she had indicated, neither of the two babes feeling very confident. But it was a warm, bright day, almost summer-like, and the anxiety they were causing did not occur to their infant minds. Along the way, they found other things to eat, and a small stream where they drank their fill and had a good old paddle. Girdle Sprink had discarded his heavy apron and climbed the cellar stairs for the third time that morning. Puffing and panting, the cellar hog made his way out into the orchard, where he sat down on an upturned wheelbarrow next to Malbin.
That's the fourth time I've searched those cellars of mine. Still not a whisker of those two rogues to be seen.
The Gila recorder beat dust from her faded green habit.
I've been scouring the gatehouse since the crack of dawn without any luck whatsoever. Where can they be?
Criculus, the ancient shrew gatekeeper, approached.
Move up there, Girdle. My old paws are weary from rooting round the dormitories, and me back is broken in 10 places from crawling round under beds. What a pair of pickles those Dibbons are. Oh, there, Mem Flaggery, anything new?
The fat hair nurse dug a few warm almond scones from her apron pocket and munched on them worriedly.